Hello, this is Brother Bunny Gregory, Chaplain Bunny Gregory, and I'm on a Mobile Chapel, Trucking for Jesus. And this message is titled, Are You in God's Book? This is the message that God's given me for today. Are you in God's book? And that's a good question. Are you in God's book? I'm talking about the Lamb's Book of Life. Are you in God's book? Let's pray together as we read the 15th verse of the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation. The Word of God says, And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I want to read that once again. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I believe I'll read it one more time. The Word of God is always in style. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, have your way with each one of our hearts today. And Lord Jesus, let us examine our lives. If our name is not written in the book, Father, I pray that you'll deal with our hearts in such a way that we'll want to get saved, that we'll want to be born again, that we'll want to be one of your children. And like the Word of God says, we'll choose life. Help us today to choose life. And to choose life, we know that when we accept you, when we call the name of Jesus, we'll be choosing life. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. If you look at Revelation 20:10, the Word of God said, And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. And the devil that deceived them, I'm going to read it one more time. And the devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever. And the 15th verse says, And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I live in a country that even the church members don't want to talk about hell. I live in a country where people witness up and down the street, but they don't want to talk about hell. But the Word of God talks about hell fire. The Word of God talks about torment. The Word of God talks about being tormented day and night forever and forever. I'd have you know today that it's not God's will that any man should perish. But He wants every man to come unto repentance. God wants us to repent. God wants us to receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. God wants us to trust in His grace and His mercy. God loved us so much that He sent His Son. And Jesus loved us so much that He dragged that cross up Calvary's Hill. And He shed His blood. Jesus died so we could live. He died so we could have the abundant life here. He died so we could live through an eternity. We serve a miracle-working God. We serve a God that loves us, and He wants our name to be written down in the book. He wants our name on the Lamb's Book of Life. He wants our name to be written down in glory. It's glorious to serve God. It's wonderful to serve God. One man said it was fun to be saved. The joy of the Lord today is our strength. But you know, the devil is not in the book. The devil that deceived them. You know, the devil was doing his job. The devil today is even good at his job. According to St. John 10:10, the thief come but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The devil wants to steal from you. The devil wants to kill you. The devil wants to destroy you. But we don't have to let the devil destroy us. We don't have to let the devil steal from us. We don't have to let the devil kill us. The Word of God said in that same verse, but Jesus come, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. See, if your name is written in the book, you don't get part of the package. You don't have to wait till you get to heaven to have the abundant life. Jesus died so we can have the abundant life. Jesus died. He shed His blood so we can live throughout eternity. He shed His blood. He paid the price so we can have our name name written down in glory, that we could have our name down on God's book, that we could have our name on the Lamb's book of life. I ask you today, is your name on the book? So many of us just think we're going to accidentally get saved. It don't work that way. You're going to have to do it on purpose. It's your choice. You choose death or you choose life. So many times men choose death. So many times men are deceived by the wicked one. The one that come along, the devil that deceived them, was cast in a lake of fire and brimstone. There's not only going to be fire and brimstone, but the word of God said, "For the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and forever." God didn't plan for you to go to hell. God didn't plan for you to be tormented. God didn't plan for the devil to steal your victory. God wants you to have the victory. God wants you to have the abundant life. God wants to write your name down on His book. I ask you today, is your name on His book? We know that the devil's name is not on the book. We know the devil was a musician. We know the devil was already in heaven. We know the devil rebelled against God. He turned against God. How many times do people down here rebel and turn against God and refuse to hear the word of God and refuse to have the name written down on God's book? They hear about Jesus, and it's like pigs in a pen. You throw pearls down in front of them and they'll trample the pearls down in the mud. They don't even appreciate it. And a gold ring doesn't mean anything in a pig snoot. But the word of God said they would trample. They would trample them precious jewels of the word down that you throw it to them. And then they would turn and they would try to rend you. They would try to tear you apart. And people all over the country is like that today. They've turned against God. They turned against Jesus. They make fun of God. They make fun of our precious Savior. They make fun of the cross. They make fun of the church. They make fun when people talk about and warn them about the torments of hell. They make fun of it. But they make a choice. I ask you today, is your name in the book? Is your name in the book? There's a song, "Please Don't Overlook Salvation." Salvation is so easy. It's overlooked. People overlook salvation. But if you overlook salvation, if you overlook salvation, if your name is not written in the book, they'll carry you away and you'll be cast down into the pit with the devil, the false prophet, and the Antichrist. You say, "Brother Gregory, I want my name in the book." There's only one way to get your name in the book. You got to call the name of Jesus. The word of God said before the end of time, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. I asked you, is your name in the book? Have you repented? Have you asked God to forgive all of your sin and come into your heart and take charge of your life? Have you invited Jesus in? It used to bug me to see a picture. Jesus was standing outside of a big door. And he was knocking. But it wasn't no handle on the outside of that door. He was just standing there knocking. But that door represents your heart. And it doesn't have a handle on the outside. The only way that Jesus will come into your heart, you must invite Jesus to come in. You must open the door of your heart. And you must receive Jesus into your heart. And when you receive Jesus, when you open your heart's door, the word of God said he'll come in and sup with you. And you with him. He'll save your soul. He'll put your name down on the book. I ask you today, is your name on God's book? Is your name on the book? Is your name written down in heaven? If you never have received Christ as Savior, if you're not born again, if you're not saved, your name is not on the book. And if you die without Christ, you'll be tormented. You'll be cast down into hell. You'll be in brimstone. You'll be in fire. You'll be in torments day and night forever and forever and forever. Hell, fire, and brimstone. The Word of God said in that 15th verse, I want to read it again. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Read it one more time, the 15th verse. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. The Word of God is very emphatic. God is not a respecter person. One man told me up in Canada, he said, I was born into it. I asked him, I said, are you a Christian? And he said, I was born into it. I said, what do you mean you was born into it? He said, my mama's a Christian and my daddy's a Christian. And you know, I'm bound to be a Christian because I'm their son. And you know, that's the way the world thinks. They got a godly mama, they got a godly daddy, and they got godly grandparents. But we have to have a personal relationship with God to get our name down in the book. I looked at that young man up in Toronto, Canada, and I told him like this. I said, you see that garage over there? I said, it's for trucks. I said, you can go in that truck garage all you want to, but it ain't going to turn you into no truck. And let me tell you something. Just being raised in a Christian home is not going to turn you into a Christian unless you repent, unless you accept Jesus, unless you call the name that's above every name, unless you bow your knee, unless you bow your knee and call the name that's above every name, you won't have your name on the book. I asked you, is your name on the book? Have you been born again into the family of God? Have you received Christ with joy? Have you asked Him to come in? Have you come down off of the throne of your heart and let Jesus take His rightful place? One man had a sign on the front of his truck. God is my co-pilot. Little man standing there and said, God ain't going to let nobody tell him how to drive. See, the co-pilot, you know, the co-pilot, the pilot tells the co-pilot how to drive. God ain't going to be no co-pilot. That man looked back at him and he said to him, he said, what is He to you? He said, God is my pilot, and Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is my co-pilot. And he said, the Holy Ghost is my navigator. He said, well, what do you do? He said, I'm just along for the ride. The Word of God said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. We know from the 10th verse, the devil to deceive them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. This is the 20th chapter of the book of the Revelation, the 20th verse and the 10th verse and the 15th verse of the 20th chapter. The 20th chapter and the 10th verse and the 15th verse. The Word of God said, I want to read it again. The devil that deceived them was cast in the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. And the 15th verse said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. I ask you today, please don't overlook salvation. They sing a song about overlooking salvation. But God asked the question in Hebrews, what if you overlook this great salvation? You know, God has sent you a great salvation. God has made preparation for you. God has plans for you. God doesn't want you to spend eternity in hell. God wants you in heaven with Him. God wants you to have peace and joy and victory throughout eternity. And you can have it if your name is written in the book. I ask you, is your name written in the book? Some people look back at me and say, my name is not in the book, but I got plenty of time. You don't have plenty of time today. You might think that in your heart, but let me tell you something. You don't have plenty of time. The Word of God says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. We boast about tomorrow. We plan what we're going to do in retirement. We plan what we're going to do next year. But God says, boast not thyself of tomorrow. And I said, don't overlook salvation. Get your name in God's book. Turn to God, receive Jesus Christ, and live for God with all your heart, because Jesus is coming back, and He's coming back for a church without spot or wrinkle. He talked about a bride. That's the kind of church He's coming back for. Not a bruised bride. Not a bride with her teeth knocked out. Not a bride that's been fighting, not a bride that's limping down the aisle, but He's coming back for a beautiful bride without spot or wrinkle, the Word of God says, or any such thing. That's the way you'll live if your name is in the book. You'll be living for Jesus, and you'll be longing for Jesus. And you'll love the Word of God, and you'll meditate about the Word of God day and night continually, and you'll be like a tree down by the rivers of water that bringeth forth fruit in its season. The Word of God says his leaf also will not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. I ask you today, is your name in the book? Are you living a prosperous life? Are you serving God with everything you've got? Is your home a place of prayer? Is your home a place of worship? Is your home a place where the people serve God and look to God and excited about the coming of Jesus? It will be if your name is in the book. If your name is written down in glory. If your name is written down on the Lamb's book of life, you're going to want to serve God. You're not going to put God off till tomorrow. You're going to realize that you don't have plenty of time. The man that planned to get saved at 11 o'clock, he might have dropped dead at 10:30. And let me tell you something, if you're snapped out into eternity without God, the Word of God says it's appointed once in the man to die, and after that the judgment. I ask you today, is your name in the book? Are you looking for the coming of Jesus? Are you excited about Jesus? Have you received Jesus? Have you met business with Jesus? Are you serving Jesus with all your heart? The answer is no, your name is not in the book. Do you think you've got plenty of time? A lot of times young people will look at me and they'll say, I've got plenty of time. But that's a mistake, because the undertaker's burned just as many young folks as he is old ones. He's burned just as many fat ones as he is skinny ones. Let me tell you something, he's burned babies every day. You say, don't we have plenty of time? And I say, no ma'am, no sir, we don't have plenty of time. Today is the day of salvation. And the Word of God says right now is the acceptable time. I ask you today, have you received Christ? You can check your relationship. You can tell tonight if your name is written down in the book. Is your name in the book? You can tell today if your name is in the book. The Word of God said, he that hath the Son hath life. If you have life, your name is in the book. If you have Jesus, your name is in the book. If you receive Christ, your name is in the book. It says, he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. In other words, his name is not written down in the book, and he's dead while he yet still lives. He's failed to serve God. He's failed to repent. He's failed to call a name that's above every name. His name is not in the book. He thinks he's got plenty of time. One man looked at me and said, I've been good. Let me tell you something. If you could get that by just being good, Jesus would have died in vain. You wouldn't have needed Jesus, but you need Jesus. You can be good and still bust hell wide open. You can be a good moral man or woman and die and go to hell and be tormented day and night throughout eternity. You must receive Christ. It makes no difference how good you are. You still need Jesus. And to have your name in the book, you're going to have to receive Jesus. I asked you today, I didn't ask you, was you good? I asked you, was your name in the book? Is your name written down on God's book? Is your name on the Lamb's book of life? Without Jesus, you're not in the book. One man told me, I'll pay my tithes. That's wonderful. I'll pay my tithes. If you could pay your way to heaven with tithes and offerings, you wouldn't need Jesus. But you need Jesus. And if you are saved, if your name is written in the book, you'll come and you'll be a cheerful giver. You're going to want to give God his part. You're not going to want to steal from God. A tithe already belongs to God. A tithe belongs to God. A tenth part belongs to God. The first tenth part belongs to God. A lot of churches today have got parking lots standing full of stolen cars. They've stolen God's tithes. They've stolen God's offering. You say, why would they do that? But cursed with a curse, because they left that part off. You say, why? Some of them, their name is not really in the book. Some of them think they go, even the ones that give, think they go pay their way to heaven. But it takes Jesus. The only way you can get your name in the book is to receive the Son of God, the only begotten Son of God. Jesus didn't come to condemn the world, but he come that the world through him might be saved. I ask you, is your name in the book? It's so simple, it's overlooked time and time again. Are you in the book? Is your name in the book? Are you excited about the coming of Jesus with your name in the book? Are you excited about the church doors opening? Are you excited about going into the house of God? Do you go to the house of God with joy and with thanksgiving? Is your name in the book? One man said, I went to church. That's very commendable. And if you're right with God and your name is in the book, I believe with all of my heart you'll go to church every time you have an opportunity. You'll assemble yourself with the saints. You'll go there to worship God. You'll go there to praise God. You'll go there to pray. You'll go there to hear the infallible word of God. You say, why? Because your name is in the book. You'll go. You're God's child. You're a son of God. He's your father and your God. And you're his child. You say, why? Because of the grace and mercy of God. Because you received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Because you trusted in the shed blood of our Savior. And God wrote your name in the book. I ask you today, is your name in the book? If your name is not in the book, he said, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast in the lake of fire. If your name is not in the book, you'll be cast down into the lake of fire. You'll be with the devil that deceives you. You'll be with the beast. You'll be with the false prophet. And you'll be tormented in hellfire and brimstone day and night throughout eternity. Day and night throughout eternity. The Word says it like this, forever and forever and forever. One man said, I work for God. That's wonderful. Brother Jerry Falwell, I like what he said about it. He said he didn't work to stay saved. He worked because he was saved. In other words, he began to work when God put his name down in the book. One day God reached down. One day God pricked his heart. One day God saved his soul. One day God wrote his name down in heaven. One day God called a celebration up in heaven. You say, what did he want to do? He wanted to work. He wanted to do something for God. He wanted to encourage others. He wanted to give his testimony. He wanted to knock doors. He wanted to pass out tracts. He wanted to help the homeless. Wanted to help the widows. You say, why? Because his name was in the book. I ask you today, is your name in God's book? Is your name written down in heaven? Do you know for sure that you're born again? The Word of God tells me that whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. In other words, to be tormented forever and forever. In Revelation 20:15, God's not going to apologize to you for his word. We will be held accountable for his word. You know, when my wife was little, she went with her mama to the store one day. And after her mama got the groceries she needed and things she needed at the store, Miss Foley, she just called over and told her she wanted to put it on the book. She wrote it down on the book. And my wife was just a little girl and had impressed her a lot. But every day that month, she would go back and she'd take her friends and they did ice cream and candy and chewing gum. And they had them a ball. They had lunch cakes. And she was the most popular girl in town. And she'd always say, put on the book. But when a mama got that bill, let me tell you something. The old account had to be settled. And let me tell you something about selling that account. She didn't have any money because she was a small child, but she had to pay anyway. Her mama took it out of her backside. And I couldn't even get her to get a credit card till she's around 49 or 50 years old. Because she had to settle that account. Well, you got an account tonight. Did you hear what I said? I said, you got an account that's going to have to be settled. And when your name is in the book, and you've asked Jesus to come into your heart. And when God takes the blood and washes your sin away, that settles the old account. And you can go free. I asked you, is your name in the book? Are you in the book? One man said, I'm a church member. That's wonderful. Church membership is a wonderful thing. But church membership is not what puts your name in the book. I'm talking about God's book. I'm not talking about a book in the church. I'm talking about God's book. I'm talking about being born again. I'm talking about about receiving Christ as Savior. I'm talking about trusting in His shed blood. That's what puts your name in the book. If your name is not in the book, the Word of God said, whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. God's not a respected person. Did you hear what I said? God will honor His Word. The account has to be settled. And the only way that account can be settled is with the blood of Jesus. He paid the sacrifice. He shed His blood. He's your substitute. He died so you could live. He died so you could have the abundant life. He died so you could live throughout eternity. And I asked you, is your name in the book? One man said, I love God. Even if you love God, there's only one way to get your name in the book. If you love God, you're going to have to receive His Son. If you love God, you're going to have to ask Jesus to come into your heart. If you want to be saved, there's no other way. You can't go into God no other way. You must go through the door. And Jesus is that door. It says so in St. John, the 10th chapter. He's the door that you go in. There's no other way into God except through Jesus. The Word of God said in St. John 14:6, He's the way. He's the truth and He's the life. You said a way to what? He's the way to the abundant life. He's the way to get your name written down in glory. He's the way to get your name down on God's book. He's the only way you can have peace and happiness and joy and victory throughout eternity. He's the only way you can have the abundant life down here. Jesus is the way. You said, what else does it say? The truth. Jesus is the truth. In St. John, the first chapter, it talked about Him being the Word. You said, Brother Gregory, the truth, the way, the truth. You said, what is truth? God said, my Word is truth. Jesus is the express image of God the Father. And if you want your name down in the book, you're going to have to abide by the truth. You're going to have to receive Jesus Christ. You're going to have to let Him come into your heart. You're going to have to repent of your sin and start out fresh and new and let God make you a new creature. God doesn't want you to go to hell. God wants you to have the abundant life. God wants you to choose life. He wants you to choose that your name will be written down in His book. Jesus is coming back. Jesus is coming soon. Jesus is getting ready to come with a shout. The archangel getting ready to sound the trumpet. I asked you, is your name in the book? I asked you, have you received Christ? I'm beginning to walk hand in hand with Him. And if you're walking hand in hand with Jesus, you're going down a narrow path that leads to the straight gate. He said, few there be that find it. He said, a lot of them would find a broad road because that leads to destruction. God doesn't want you to go down to hell. He doesn't want you to be destroyed. He doesn't want you to follow that path that goes to destruction. Well, He wants you to go down the narrow path that leads to the straight gate. He wants you to have your name written down on His book. The only way that you can have your name on God's book is to receive Christ. You say, why do you keep saying that? The Word of God says in Acts 4:12, there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We must receive Christ. We must confess Jesus. We must ask Jesus to come into our heart. The Word of God talked about it being born again. Nicodemus wanted to be born again. He slipped in by night and began to ask them questions. He might have been ashamed to come in the daytime. You might have been ashamed to come. The devil might have been beat you out of your blessing time and time again, but today is a day of salvation. Right now is the acceptable time to get right with God. Don't let Jesus pass you by. Do you remember the little woman at the well? The little woman at the well was confronted with Jesus. Jesus was sitting on the well when she come in the heat of the day. You know, her life had been so bad and so messed up that she couldn't come to draw water in the cool of the evening for the other ladies. But let me tell you something. The Word of God says Jesus had needs come through that way. He had needs come through that way. So He struck up a conversation. He just asked her for a drink of water. And she asked Him a question. Why would you ask water of me? I'm a Samaritan and you're a Jew. He talked about the water that he had. She talked about the well is deep and you don't have anything to draw with. What kind of water have you got? And he was talking about the water of life. Water that would spring up into everlasting life. But he asked her a question, give her opportunity to repent, to tell the truth. He said, where's your husband? She said, I have no husband. Jesus said, you've spoken the truth because you've been married 5 times and now you're living with a man that's not your husband. She began to realize that this was a prophet. She began to realize that she was talking to the Son of God. She realized that she was talking to the Messiah. You said, what did she do? She left a water pot. She got saved. She ran up and down the streets of Sychar and she gave her testimony. She told the men, come and see the man that's told me all things. When they come and was around Jesus a little while, they begged him to stay a while with them. And he stayed there and taught. And let me tell you something. When he got ready to go, a lot of them had put their trust in him. A lot of them had their name written down in the book. A lot of them were Christians. A lot of them were born again. A lot of them were saved. And they looked at this little woman and said, not because of what you said, but because we've come and heard him ourselves. And we know and we believe that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. I ask you today, do you believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world? God will save you today. He'll save you for time and eternity. He'll write your name down in a book. The little woman had her name in the book. The men in that town had their names in the book. They got saved. They got right with God. I beg you today, get right with God. And let God write your name down in the book. I want to pray with you. You can have an abundant life here, but you can live throughout eternity if you got your name down in the book. Let me pray with you as you ask Jesus to come into your heart. Lord Jesus, forgive us of our sin. And every man and woman and boy and girl under the sound of my voice, let them repent and let them receive you. And not only that you have come into their heart, but Lord, let them know that you are the Savior of the world. Let them begin to live for you, but put your name down in the book. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you.